The Dalai Lama continued, "There are also two broad classifications of mental afflictions. One is better translated as conate rather than innate. It means arising with or co-emergent. In the Buddhist view, the mind has been encumbered with these co-emergent mental afflictions. But there is another class of mental afflictions that are acquired. These you pick up over the course of a life, like barnacles on a boat traveling in the ocean. You may pick up a lot, or you may pick up a few." Unquote. As I personally understood the Dalai Lama's point, these acquired mental afflictions include not just what psychology sees as neurotic habits, but any learned distorted belief. These might include, for instance, the belief in the natural superiority of one's own group. This analysis of the workings of the mind leads to a range of strategies for handling the variety of afflictive emotions, as the Dalai Lama then went on to explain this way. So there are different types of antidotes for different mental afflictions, but a wide range of other meditative procedures precisely counteract mental afflictions by close engagement with reality itself. By closely engaging with reality correctly, you then diametrically oppose and overwhelm the mental afflictions that by nature falsely apprehend the nature of reality. Mathieu jumped in to clarify. When we speak of freedom from negative emotion, the point is not so much to get rid of something, but to dispel a mistake. There is not something to get rid of. We are getting rid of unknowing and of wrong perception. The Dalai Lama added, "It's a bit like the stages in education that children go through. As they acquire more and more knowledge, they dispel degrees of ignorance about different subjects. But that doesn't imply that there is a tangible entity called ignorance that is chipped away bit by bit."